This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri of Pointer and Bucherri, address on file, period. On August 30th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation on your client, Jacob Hurst, period. First name is J-A-C-O-B. Last name is Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, period. The patient is a 28-year-old male, period. Weight 225 pounds, height 5'11", period. The patient... On today's date, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient as well as performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient sustained an injury when he was walking inside a Walmart store in Plainfield on or about December 21st of 2020, period. There was an apparent elderly man working on unstacking boxes, period. Several boxes fell on Jacob, period. He injured his right knee and left wrist, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he had pain, immediate pain in his right knee, left wrist, and left hand, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing right knee pain, period. He also has left wrist and left hand pain and dysfunction, period. He has stiffness in his fingers of his left hand, period. He was told that he had a fractured scaphoid bone in his wrist, period. He has hand weakness with diminished grip strength, period. New paragraph. His right knee pain is described as intermittent, occurring approximately 5 hours a day, period. It is throbbing and burning, period. It ranges in intensity from 4.5 to a bad day, 7.5 out of 10, period. It is described as non-radiating, period. New paragraph. His left wrist pain is constant, period. It is a throbbing and aching pain, period. It ranges in intensity from 7 to 10 out of 10, period. It radiates to his hand and elbow, period. He is aware that he has diminished grip strength as well as diminished range of motion of his left wrist, period. New paragraph. His left hand pain is constant, period. It is burning and aching, period. It ranges in intensity from 5 to 10 out of 10, period. It radiates to the fingers with finger stiffness, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was the next morning. He was seen at IU emergency room, period. He had x-rays and was told he had a fractured scaphoid bone, period. He was placed in a brace, period. Approximately 1 week later, he was seen at Eskenazi, period. He was given a second opinion because the first doctor doctor said that there was a pre-existing fracture. However, he never injured the area in the past, period. This last facility did say it was a new fracture, period. Surgery was deferred due to the risk, period. New paragraph. His occupation is a worker at FedEx full-time as a material handler, period. He does have problems using his right hand, period. He needs assistance at work, period. He is able to work a full day with pain and at a slower pace, period. New paragraph under allergies, no known allergies, period. We had on the timeline of his treatment, I forgot to mention that several months later he was seen at Ortho Indy South and had an evaluation period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with fishing, comma, working, comma, cooking, comma, laundry, comma, yard work, comma, football, comma, basketball, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, playing with his two-month-old child, comma, and lifting, period. New paragraph under medication, denies other than over-the-counter medicines for the Walmart injury, period. New paragraph, present treatment includes over-the-counter medication as well as an occasional splint, period. He is doing stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals left knee surgery. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his right knee in the past, period. The patient never injured his left wrist or left hand prior to this injury, period. He did have a fall a couple months after the Walmart injury where he injured his left buttocks and his low back where he had a herniated disc, period. He has not had an injury to the right knee or left wrist. From this recent fall, period. The patient sustained this most recent fall when he was walking downstairs and he slipped, period. He was unable to stop the fall because of his injured right hand and wrist from the Walmart injury, period. He has low back pain as a result of this recent fall that radiates down his left leg to his heel, and he has had back injections, period. New paragraph. Upon review of records, radiographic studies of the knee, December 22nd, 2020, was negative for fractures, period. MRI of the wrist, left dated June 22nd, 2021, showed delayed union of the scaphoid wrist fracture without evidence of avascular necrosis, comma. However, there are cystic changes at the fracture margins, which may reflect developing pseudoarticulation, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, today's date, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Neck examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, normal cervical region, period. Examination of thoracic area was normal, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs was clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft and unremarkable, period. The patient is right-handed, and there is diminished grip strength in the left hand, period. There is diminished range of motion in the left wrist, period. Left wrist flexion was diminished by 12 degrees, period. Extension of the wrist was diminished by 6 degrees, period. There was 8% swelling of the left wrist, period. The left wrist on palpation was tender and boggy, period. There was diminished strength in the left wrist, period. Examination of the right knee revealed mild swelling of the right knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right knee, period. Flexion of the knee was diminished by 22 degrees, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the right knee, period. There was weakness on range of motion of the right knee, period. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm, period. There was diminished range of motion in the lumbar area. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 22 degrees, period. Extension diminished by 8 degrees, period. There was diminished side bending lumbar-wise, 8 degrees bilaterally, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. However, there was diminished sensation involving the left lateral wrist, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by me are number one, right knee trauma with pain and strain. Number two, left hand trauma, and pain. Number three, left wrist trauma, comma, pain trauma, strain, comma, and fractured scaphoid bone of the wrist with delayed union and displaced fracture, period. Number four, subsequent injury to the low back caused by the fall that resulted in his inability to use his wrist and hand properly due to the injury sustained on December 21st of 2020, period. Diagnoses 1 to 3 are directly caused by the Walmart injury of December 21st, 2020, period. Diagnosis number four was a subsequent result of his injury from the Walmart fall of 2021 of 20, period. New paragraph. All the treatments I have outlined and reviewed as it relates to the accident of December 21st of 2020 was all appropriate, comma, necessary, comma, and medically reasonable, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the right knee, utilizing table 16-3, page 509, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which equates to a 3% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the left wrist, he qualifies for an additional impairment, period. This impairment relates to the left wrist and hand. Utilizing table 15-3, he qualifies for a 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-11, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, this equates to a 9% whole body impairment as a result of the Walmart injury of December 21st of 2020, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. He will need over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories at $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. The patient will need a wrist and knee splint at an estimated cost of $150, which would need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his wrist and knee at a cost of $4,000, period. The patient can benefit by a TENS unit at a cost of $500, period. At this time, I would like to comment that the treatment for his low back injury that occurred on the stair fall may be related to the patient's lack of his ability to stop the fall due to the injury to his left wrist and hand injury from the Walmart injury of December 21st of 2020, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are both solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal. End of dictation.